how conservative and liberal political blogs developed differently. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new study of the political blogosphere by researchers at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society finds conservative blogs are more likely to employ hierarchical structures that highlight the work of one author and include limited community participation. Liberal-leaning blogs, by contrast, were more likely to be participatory and include more calls to political action. Researcher Aaron Shaw is one of the co-authors of A Tale of Two Blogospheres, a paper that summarizes the study.
First of all, the technological platforms that the bloggers are using on the left tend to be oriented towards bringing as many people as possible into the discussion and towards making blogging a discussion and not a one-way broadcast of ideas. So a perfect example, probably a very well-known example, is the left-wing blog The Daily Kos, where the majority of the content that arrives on the site is contributed by everyday users, not by editors nor by the site's owner, Marcus Melitzis. In contrast, blogs on the right, we found, tend to be characterized more by a single author posting their views and opinions and maybe engaging in debate. A good example there would be a very famous right-wing blog known as Instapundit, run by a professor named Glenn Reynolds.
Now, I'm sure there are plenty exceptions to these tendencies that you've noted. There's lots of overlap. You'll find a conservative blog that has a lot of participation from the community and the opposite on the liberal side, right?
Absolutely. There's a great deal of mixed models on both sides, and definitely some blogs on the right are much more participatory than some blogs on the left.
All right. So when we're talking about the aggregate, why have political blogs developed in this way?
Maybe the best explanation that I've come across is historically the early blogs on the left and the right took these forms, and subsequently other blogs sought to imitate successful models.
So if liberal blogs are more participatory and include more calls to action, do you draw a direct line between those characteristics and the somewhat greater success that liberals and Democrats have had at raising money and organizing online? I mean, just look at the Obama campaign on the internet, for example.
I do think that the success of the Obama campaign specifically in doing kind of distributed online fundraising reflects some of these tendencies. However, at the same time, the Obama campaign was very cautious in how it approached the left blogosphere and actually raised some concerns among the left blogosphere because of their cautious attitude towards kind of popular sentiment and popular techniques that they had already developed. So I think ultimately, there's nothing given about the way in which these things have played out, either for the Obama campaign or the left blogosphere. And I have every reason to believe that if some technique or some tactic proves successful on the left, there will be, and there already are, people on the right looking to pick it up and adapt it to suit their own purposes.
That's Aaron Shaw, a UC Berkeley researcher who conducted the political blogosphere study while he was at Harvard's Berkman Center. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.